This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Another edition of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that, ladies and gentlemen. We begin with a little bit of breaking news to start the program. We love when we can start the program with some news you need to know, and we'll do that in just a moment. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here next hour for his weekly talk radio town hall, joining us from the Grand Forks Air Force Base today, where they have a VIP visitor. We'll tell you about that coming up a little bit on the program. And, of course, more from the efforts of the left to incite a race war. Politically, they need some kind of help, and they're trying to gin something up, something fierce here, which is really just despicable. We'll talk a little bit about that as we go throughout the program. To reach us, you call 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number. You email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can text me at 367-2054. You can text Todd at 226-8503. Speaking of which, I'm supposed to tell you, nice hat, Todd. I don't know what that means.
Well, if you pop into my Facebook page, I'm wearing a hat today. And Bill and Bill, our morning guys here on K-Fire, kind of came out, hey, nice hat, you know, and you couldn't quite tell if they were being sarcastic
you thought they were
or real,
making fun
so I thought
of
I'd put it up for public
I have it on good authority that they actually liked the hat, that it was sincere compliment.
Well, now they're kind of backtracking it. No, we really like the hat, you know. Well, all right, well, whatever. Hey, they're kind of, the wagons are circling on after Trump's thing yesterday, to which you and I were reacting on K-Fire here in KLTC yesterday. Boy, is that starting a firestorm.
It's just more of a self-generated firestorm. I'm disgusted
wow.
with it. We'll talk about that with Congressman Cramer and a little later on this hour as well. Quick reminder, tomorrow we are at the North Dakota Chamber Policy Summit at the Ramcota. Among our guests will be the governor of North Dakota, Doug Burgum. And then Friday, we're in Medora. So that's a little preview. Right now, let's get you some breaking news, as promised. With me in studio is a farmer from Grafton by the name of Tom Campbell, senator in the North Dakota Senate, who has some big news to break here on What's on Your Mind today. Senator Campbell, good morning to you.
Hi, good morning, Scott. It's great to be here.
So what do you have to tell us today? What's happening in your future?
Well, I've been kind of waiting for this for a while, but I'm going to be throwing my hat in the ring and running for the United States Senate.
So a senator in the state Senate is now a candidate for the U.S. Senate. And tell us a little bit about what led to this decision. I know you've been rumored in different news reports to be considering this. So obviously that was, you've said as much and confirmed that. And what prompted you to say, yep, I'm going to do this?
Well, Scott, you know, I just believe the next generation is losing the hope to live the American dream. I think the politicians in Washington right now have lost touch with what made America great, and I've experienced that. My story goes back to Grafton, born and raised in a small family farm. My dad was a mailman, and I grew up in an area where there's a lot of prosperous sugar beet and potato farmers all around us, and we had just grain farmers with some old equipment. My American dream was to grow up someday and become a potato farmer. And at age 16, my younger brother Bill and I, we started a custom combining business, which took us 1,000 miles down to Oklahoma, 16 years old, knocking on doors, developing relationships, which we really enjoyed. Our biggest opposition was convincing my mother to let her two little boys go. And then, of course, knocking on the farmer's doors, a lot of them would say, hey, have your dad come back. And we go, no, our dad's not here. This is it. So we experienced our first basically our first business venture. From there, right out of high school at age 18, started growing potatoes from scratch. Small loan and a big prayer. We got rolling. After we realized that the equipment we bought was pretty much junk, it made us appreciate our new equipment today. We were forced to become good mechanics to fix it. And then finding out after the first year, Scott, we lost money in the potato business and realizing that this was kind of an established, controlled business, kind of the good old boys club, the brokers, and I call it kind of the mafia had it all controlled. And they didn't need a new potato grower, or let alone some young kids with junk equipment. So I kind of assessed it and looked at what the weak link was to this industry, and I realized that transportation and outbound in the wintertime was tough. Trucks were short, drivers were short. So I bought an over-the-road 18-wheeler and started hauling potatoes for those competitors, finding out where their customers were, dumping the load in the back, putting a suit and tie on, going around the front, establishing customers, and it worked out really, really, really well. To fast forward, after quite a few years, we expanded in several states, went direct, and it was a kind of a new philosophy in the potato business with the processors of selling direct, and they liked it. While all this was going on, I was going to a couple of local District 16 Republican meetings, and Harley Kingsbury, kind of the old godfather, he had been in the House of Representatives for many, many years. He was retiring, and he came to me and he said, "Young Campbell," he says, "I'd like you to run for my place. I'm going to be retiring." And I can just see him to this day. He was kind of the godfather, very well respected. He used to have a good old stogie cigar, and he smoked it all day long. And I replied to him. I said, "Harley," I said, "you know, I'm going to raise my family and start my businesses." And I said, I'm not interested. I'll probably maybe consider this, you know, later on in life. And he kind of scolded me with his cigar in his hand. And he looked at me. He said, "Young Campbell," he says, "if everybody had your attitude, the liberal left, you won't have an environment to run your businesses and raise your family." He says, "they'll increase taxes. They're going to put more regulation on, more government." And I was kind of concerned. I figured, gosh, I'm going to be blackballed from politics for three lifetimes. And I didn't run. And went on to my businesses. And then about 35 years ago, when Obama, announced he was running for the presidency, and then, of course, Heidi a little bit later, I had my Obama and Heitkamp awakening. I go, gosh, you know, the bell rang.
This is 35 years after you had this conversation with Mr. Kingsbury.
Yes.
Okay.
And I figured, gosh, you know, could he see 35 years ahead? It just was a loud bell ringing in my head that, gosh, he was right. And that propelled me to jump into the local race. So I ran in 2013 for the Senate in District 19, and I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed working with people, getting out there. I know I'm probably more in contact or touch than a lot of my other colleagues, and I just really enjoy it. I feel Heidi in Washington right now she was sent there 5 years ago to fix the problem, and I think she probably has become the problem. She's got to always watch what her party's doing. The liberal Chuck Schumer, New York Democrats that control her party. She's got to kind of listen to them when she's there, and then when she's back here, she tries to appease us. And I think a lot of people are kind of tired of that. She sends mixed emotion. I'm always wondering, you know, what she can do with this bill. Is she in or out? And lately, she's been siding with the liberal left in Washington. You know, the Supreme Court justice approval, the DAPL. She sat in the silence, said nothing about that. Of course.
And by the way, I've not heard anybody make that point other than our listeners, who are very smart and catch this stuff. But I don't hear the Republican Party. I don't hear, political opponents say, you know, this is probably, I don't know, top five most challenging times in North Dakota's history easily in what you saw happen with this, you know, eco-terrorist, you know, element move in on North Dakota, 90% of whom were from outside. And we're under siege. The federal government is fueling the fire, right? They're allowing them to go onto federal land. They're delaying the permits. They're making this worse. And she was virtually silent. Said very, very little. I mean, you think that message? I'm glad to hear you say that, because I don't hear many people talk about that. But I think that's a political vulnerability along with others.
Well, you know, silence is golden for her and her party. She knew she couldn't aggressively oppose it. So she did what was second best, and that was, to me, it was just as bad. You're endorsing something when you don't stand up for it, and that's been my philosophy, is if you're for something, let's promote it. So I just basically, I think she's in Washington, you know, trying to expand and, you know, government. I'm here to grow government, and I just wanted to, you know, bring the message to Washington.
Say that again.
Basically, she's trying to grow government, and I want to grow our economy. It's that simple, and that's kind of the left's philosophy.
I thought I heard you say you want to grow government.
Didn't mean that. No.
Let me get Henry and Fargo in here as a question for you. Senator Tom Campbell announcing today a run for the U.S. Senate. We have a few questions for him, but I always defer to our fine listeners. Henry, what's your question for Senator Campbell?
Well, I have a question, then I have a real question. Are you a farmer or are you a businessman? I forget what you said. A farmer?
I'd say both. I'm first and foremost a farmer. That was our core business. I started that in 18, and I've been involved in lots of other businesses since then throughout my life. So I would say both.
Name me a farmer that isn't a businessman, so they sort of all go together, but
so
you don't survive.
My question is then, you know, we've got two rhinos in office now, and then we have a guy running that supports all these subsidies, you know, handouts, you know. How does that square with the Republican Party?
That's a good question. I don't know if you're specifically talking about the farm bill, you know, because that's basically a form of subsidy, and I think that was basically, I'd love the chance to redo that. Right now, anybody that's a farmer, 99% of them do belong to the farm program, and one bad thing about it is that you have to belong to the farm program in order to take federal crop insurance, which I'd like to change that. So there's some good in that. I think it helps some of the farmers, especially now out west with the drought. They need some help in challenging times like this.
Henry, we'll get you the rest of the answer after the break. More of your questions or comments, welcome for Tom Kemble when we continue after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denuser of Marion. Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major hidden crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. The North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a soybean cyst nematode soil testing program again this year, free of charge. The program will be coordinated through the NDSU Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are available at NDSU County Extension offices. Each farmer can request up to 3 bags on a first-come, first-served basis. Soil testing bags from NDSU Extension must be used for the testing. Contact your local county agent for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
I got a call from my brother the other day. He lives in Las Vegas. He said, I'm looking at a new job. I said, what is pay? $12.50 an hour. Can you believe that? Saying, boy, move to North Dakota. Polar Service Center is where I told him to call. Because right now at Polar Service Center, they're looking for certified welders, sandblasters, wash rack attendants, and diesel mechanics. And they are paying big bucks. And they do great training. Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. This is a service center, both in Williston and in Kildare, that needs people right now that service tank trailers, Polar, and other tank trailers. And they will train you and pay you up to $32 an hour with incredible benefits. Write down this number, 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria. She's waiting for your call right now. Tell your loved ones that are working in Las Vegas for chump change, Polar Service Center, big bucks, that's where it's at. Williston and Kildare locations hiring right now. Call 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria and tell her Scott sent you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Nothing like filling up at a pump you own. That makes it kind of nice. And of course, PetroServe USA, the good folks that connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. Choice at the pump, 100% American-made fuels. PetroServe USA, customer-owned by people just like you. And that 4-for-4 deal is my favorite. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies, 4 items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. Back with more of our conversation with Senator Tom Kemble. exclusively breaking a little news here today that will be no doubt in your headlines tomorrow, and that is that he is now a candidate for the United States Senate in North Dakota on the seeking the Republican nomination for Senate. And so the caller before the break just had a question. He used the term rhino. And I think what the caller is wanting to know, are you going to be a rhino, right? And right now there's a great deal of frustration in Congress. We saw what happened with Obamacare as a prime example. There were rhinos, John McCain among them, votes no, so we don't have the opportunity to repeal and replace Obamacare, which Republicans have been talking about for 7 years. Do you go there and join the rhino side, or do you go join the Trump side, if you will?
Yeah, good question. Absolutely not. I'm not a rhino, and that's we don't need more of that. I'm going to be with supporting Trump and his agenda, not like Heidi, who's opposing it. I'm basically an outsider. I'm a conservative businessman outsider. I haven't been a career politician, and I do support term limits. I know somebody made a comment about term limits.
I did on Facebook here. We have this on Facebook Live, folks. So whenever we have breaking news in the studio, we usually do that. But Dan said, "Do you agree with term limits? Washington is corrupt."
Yes, I do, and I know some of our other current politicians say that in essence every election is a term limit. But I disagree with that because a lot of times the name. A lot of people don't do their homework, so the incumbent name is in there, and then it's just more pork, and it goes on and on. So I'm for term limits. Two in the Senate, 12 years, maybe 6 2-year terms in the House would be a fair place to start, and I'd support that. Our founding fathers, most of them were businessmen or farmers, and they went to the 13 states. They went to Washington, got the work done, and went back and worked. So I think we should do more of that here.
You know that you'll be asked by every reporter today whether you agree with Donald Trump on everything he's ever said anytime ever, right? That's sort of their favorite little game. The story of the day is, did you agree with him? Do you think George Washington is racist? It's going to be just unbelievable. How do you handle that? How do you answer when you're asked about Donald Trump?
You know, I overall support Donald Trump. I think his business approach, if you look at him from a 25,000-foot level, I think he's doing a lot of good things. North Dakota overwhelmingly still supports him. Some of the little things he could have maybe backed off a little bit, some of his tweets and some of the specific things that I think the left and a lot of the media is digging deep, and they're pulling some of those things that shouldn't be mainstream media news. I would like to have
them. They're in the weeds. How about the agenda? I mean, what he was elected to do, what he was put there to do, do you support that, his agenda?
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. I like his overall agenda. He's promoting jobs, and he's been doing lots of things that don't get media as he's supporting. Our unemployment's down and our growth. So he's been successful with having a lot of opposition.
Questions or comments are welcome for Tom. He's here for a few more minutes. He does have a television ad that's going to be hitting the airwaves very soon, and we have you'll be able to hear it and get the idea of the ad in a moment and the theme. So we'll play that too before we let Tom go. Steve, on the road, question for Tom Campbell. Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott and Senator Campbell. Congratulations on throwing your hat in the ring.
Thank you.
And my question is, how big do you think your staff would be when you're elected U.S. Senator?
Question for the Facebook Live audience is, how big would your staff be if you were elected as a U.S. Senator?
I think that's kind of protocol. Each senator is allocated so much money, and then that invertedly goes to the staff. Typically, it's the four cities where most prior senators have. And I think I would have to assess that, but probably would maybe try to cut back on some of that, be a first place to save. Just because you're allocated X amount of $1 million doesn't mean I have to spend it, because I come from a conservative background, and I would want to try to, lead by example.
Kevin Cramer, our congressman, has said that he is considering a run, but isn't in any hurry to run. If he should run, he gets asked about it a lot on the show when he's doing the talk radio town halls. Will you run? Are you going to run? Does his decision affect your decision?
Kevin's a phenomenal good friend. I talked to him this morning. he said, hey, go for it. Right now, each day we wait, that strengthens Heidi. 90% of her millions of dollars she's taken in has come from outside of North Dakota, left-wing liberal groups from D.C. and New York. And I think time is of the essence, and I think it's just fair to the Republican Party and our good, hardworking, conservative North Dakota families to have time to challenge her in a big election coming up. So I think that was one of the main reasons is time is the essence. It's ticking on, and we just can't wait any longer.
All right, we get a chance to have you here first. The ad that will be hitting the airwaves soon television and radio, and the themes in this campaign for Tom Campbell's run for the Senate. Let's go ahead and roll that.
Before the brothers left the family farm of nine, the parish priest came out for the blessing. At just 16, Tom Campbell leased a John Deere and started a custom combine business with his younger brother. Driving thousands of miles farm to farm, handshake to handshake. 2 years later, Tom Campbell came home, started a potato farm from scratch, and trucked east in an 18-wheeler to personally sell his crop direct to buyers. Today, what Tom Campbell started with a combine and a prayer is a true North Dakota success story. Hundreds of jobs, one of America's biggest potato farms. Tom Campbell, hardworking, conservative, outsider. Exactly what North Dakota needs in Washington.
I'm Tom Campbell. I approve this message because it's time for a leader who knows how to grow something besides government.
A combine and a prayer, and taking those values to Washington. It's a good ad. Good ad. What do you want people to take away from that when they see it, when they hear it?
Well, I'm an outsider, Scott. I'm not part of the establishment. I've been a businessman all my life, and I think I can maybe resonate with a lot of the hardworking families out there that don't have a voice. And I've been there. I travel a lot the last, two or three months in session. I've been putting thousands of miles on, visiting hundreds of people, and I've been getting a lot of support. And you know, when it comes right down to it, it's because of the reason I want to run for the Senate is because of people like my dad. He was a World War II B-17 pilot. And he fought and risked his life so I could live the American dream, which I really appreciate. And I want to go to Washington and fight just like my dad so I can pass that dream on to all of our grandchildren and children so they can have the hope of living the American dream as well. I just feel it's fading, and I'm sitting at the sidelines and watching our country with $19 trillion of debt, and I just want to bring that message to Washington.
Is Heidi Heitkamp beatable?
I think she's very vulnerable because she's not listening to the message, especially the last few months. She seems to be against energy. She's against the Supreme Court. She's, you know, stalling the fight against Obamacare. You know, our families, the hardworking families, are paying premiums they can't afford. It's not an affordable health care act. It's an unaffordable. I've got a lot of experience in the health industry. I've been on the board of a hospital, and I'd love to have some of my common sense thinking down in Washington, you know, bringing it from the farm and our businesses and get things done and not just stall out like she's been doing. She's always thinking of, you know, tomorrow, but yet yesterday she didn't have any solutions, and they brought this Obamacare that's a disaster.
Thank you. Appreciate the time. Appreciate you sharing this news with our audience.
Thanks, Scott. Joy being here.
He'll be back. Tom Campbell. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
On Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Stopping energy development. That's the goal of the new left, according to Craig Stevens of GAIN. Grow America's infrastructure now. We spoke with him recently about whether it's time to move on past the protest of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. He says it's not over.
That's the problem. It's not over. It's not over there in North Dakota. It's not over along that line. We're going to continue to see, I think, disruption. We're also seeing protests in every interstate pipeline that's really under construction. It is the new playbook. It is a cost of doing business, I think, for any infrastructure company, but it's the new playbook for the left. And what they're trying to do is stop energy development in this country. They're trying to stop the heart of energy development by cutting off the veins of energy infrastructure. And we're seeing that all over this country. And if that happens, we're going to rely more on foreign sources of energy. It's going to hamper our economy, and it's going to cost tens of thousands of people who work on these lines their jobs.
Protests are still happening on the Dakota Access Pipeline, and as you heard, on other energy infrastructure projects across the USA. This still matters. Thanks, Craig. That's another radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline project. Thanks for listening, and join us again soon.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Casey Moen is with us for the PGA Pro from Bully Pulpit Golf Course in Medora. How's the year been?
It's been great. It's flying by just like they all seem to do, but it's hard to believe it's almost August, but we've had a great year despite a little hot weather, but winter's soon, so people are getting out and doing it while they can.
And there's plenty of golf left in Medora at Bully Pulpit, right?
There is, of course. Yeah, we always run through the end of October, and the fall seems to be such a pretty time of year for people to enjoy it, so plenty of time left.
What are folks saying about the course this year?
Always good things. You know, we're so lucky to have a national park backdrop as far as the scenery goes, and keep attracting guests from all over the country and world travelers as well, just checking us off their bucket list, and it's always fun.
Book your tee times at Medora.com or call them at 1-800-MEDORA-1, 1-800-MEDORA-1 to take in Bully Pulpit. And if they haven't played it before, it's a must, right?
It is. It is a must.
I love the reaction of those who played Bully Pulpit for the first time, because they are in awe. You will be, too, at Bully Pulpit. We'll see you here. Thanks, Casey.
Thank you.
I am looking forward to being out of Medora on Friday, and hold on to your hat. I'll actually be golfing Bully Pulpit. Yes, it's true. And I'm just a horrible golfer. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, go out there for pure fun. In fact, our daughter, who just graduated from high school, is headed off to college in a couple of days. She said, "Dad, I'd like to go to Medora one more time, you know, if we can before the summer's out." So I'm like, you got it. If Dad can take you to Medora, I said, bring some friends. We'll go there. We'll have a great time. So we're doing that on Friday. Looking forward to it. But I'm going to have this giant golf ball size, you know, knot in my throat the entire time, knowing we're days away from sending her way too far away. But don't get me going on that. All right, Jeff in Williston, you're next up on What's on Your Mind. Open phone time. You want to talk about Tom Campbell's announcement here today on the program. A lot of texts rolling in on that and comments or anything else on your mind. Lay it on me, 800-228-0550. Jeff, what's up?
Hey, thanks, Scott. Thanks for having me on. I just got a question here. I'd like to, if Mr. Campbell, if possible, ask Senator Heidi Heitkamp for, because it's kind of personal. Just to let you know, for those out there who don't know, on 23 October 1983, 241 Marines were killed at the Beirut bombing. And the people that orchestrated that terrorist attack with our Iranian government was financed, supported, and trained by the Iranian government, Hezbollah. Also, the same government, minus Ayatollah Khomeini, is still in power today, Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran, which supported, trained, and financed and supplied IEDs, which killed a lot of my Marine buddies in Iraq and Afghanistan. And she, with President Obama, gave the Iranian government millions of dollars I see it, I believe that's a reward for killing, slaughtering Americans. And my question to her would be, one, why would you reward the Iranian government with killing Americans? Two, why wouldn't you give up all that money to every family member that had somebody killed by the Iranian government in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Beirut, instead of rewarding the Iranian government? And if you had that family member standing in front of you, mano a mano, eye to eye, and you look him in the eye, what would you say to them? How would you explain you giving the Iranian government rewarding them for killing their loved one? And if that was your loved one, would you accept that answer? That's what I would ask her.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that really, you know, I'm outraged seeing duffel bags full of cash. Hundreds of millions of dollars of cash given to the Iranian government as part of that deal. The $12 billion, the assault on our own domestic oil and gas industry to give them a leg up to compete against all of that list, right? That makes me mad, but nothing compared to what you've just described.
I don't understand the reasoning. I don't understand the thought process. Why would you give these people that all they do is chant death to America, destroy America, kill America? What would you say to their loved ones? I mean, Senator, I can't stand in front of a young a mother, a wife, a father, and you're standing in front of them, and their loved one was killed by this government. And you gave money, rewarded them for killing your loved one. I mean, I don't understand that thought process.
No, it's very true. And I'm sorry, you might have said this. I got a little wrapped up in your story and missed one component. Did you have a family member that was killed in the attack?
When I graduated from Marine Corps boot camp, June 19th, 1981, seven of the men. Went to 1-8, and some of them died. And so it's personal.
You bet it is. How could it not be?
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, it's so when I retired from the Marine Corps, I retired at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, at the Beirut Memorial in their honor.
Man. Jeff, if you don't mind, I'm going to put you on hold. I'd like to get your number so next time I'm in the up Williston way, I can buy you a cup of coffee.
Okay, and, thanks.
Thank you for your service. Semper Fi, my good man. Hang on, if you would, and Manny will get that for you, and I look forward to meeting you. It's a question she should be asked. You know, and how would she answer it? Very diplomatically, with a lot of empathy, but a lot of that rings hollow to me. I think Heidi Heitkamp voted for the Iran deal, less out of the particulars of what she believed could be the deal and, you know, that Obama sold her on. Mind you, Congress was bypassed. They couldn't get that deal through Congress. They had to do their own, you know, the games that they were playing and the deals they were cutting and the shenanigans around that whole thing should have been enough to say, I'm out of here. I'm not in on this, Obama, okay? But she got sold a bill of goods and whatever, but I think the reason she was in favor of that is because Barack Obama needed her. She wasn't about to leave Harry Reid in the lurch. And that's the biggest problem that Senator Heidi Heitkamp has, because she was elected barely, I mean barely, in the Senate race here. Okay? By a sliver. And if some people argue about votes in certain counties and, you know, if that had been the difference, whatever. She was elected, but nobody can argue how tight a margin that was. And her promise was to go there and take on Obama. I'll disagree with him when he needs it. Right? I could take anything they throw at me. Remember the batting cage, all that? It was all a scam. And now she has to defend her record. She's less popular now than she was then, and she barely won then. And you have and the biggest problem she has in my mind is just that. Chuck Schumer needs her on Obamacare, so she's with Chuck Schumer. And I think that issue on Obamacare, I think this Iran vote that Jeff talked about, and I think for sure in the energy industry, what she did on the methane rule are three very costly votes for her. Anyway, appreciate the call, Jeff. You make my heart sick thinking about the whole Iran deal. You really did, but for all the right reasons. 800-228-0550. Texter says, Tom Campbell has my support. Anyone but Heidi. Another says, where can I see that ad? It sounded great. I believe it's on the website tomfornorthdakota.com. That's the website they just put out in a press release now. tomfornorthdakota.com. If you want to see that ad for Senator Campbell, check it out. Another text with congrats to Tom Campbell for throwing his hat in the ring. Breaking news today, in case you missed it, farmer from Grafton, State Senator Tom Campbell announcing his candidacy for the U.S. Senate nomination for the Republican Party to be an opponent against Heidi Heitkamp. Basically saying we don't have time to wait anymore. Somebody has to start taking on Heidi Heitkamp, and so I'll do it. And his campaign underway today, including a television ad that tells his story, which is a good ad. Grow something other than government. Get somebody in Washington that knows how to do something other than grow government. Like the line. Jeff in Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Say, I've known this man, Tom Campbell, and I've known his brother, Bill, and I've known Tom and Bill's kids for at least 20 years. Tom, this is Jeff Bradall, and I will tell you, you're not going to find a more honest man. You're not going to find a more hardworking man. You're not going to find a better father, a better husband, and a better leader for North Dakota. And I'm not calling in because I'm some guy that called, supposed to call in and say something nice about Tom. I've known him. He's a leader. He'll get things done. He's not going to give you any political talk. If he knows an answer, he'll tell you what he thinks, whether you like it or not. If he doesn't know the answer, Tom isn't going to jump around it and give you a bunch of garbage. He'll tell you, let me look at it. I'll come back. I'll give you an answer, whether you like it or not. The Trump agenda is the perfect agenda for our country. You don't need to support Trump. Although I do, but I'll tell you what, the Trump agenda is making our country great again. And Tom, I wish you the best of luck and great success. You've got my support, my friend.
Very nice comment, Jeff. You are right about the character of Tom Campbell, and I've known him as well, consider him a friend, and you know, I mean, he does a lot of things quietly, and One of my favorites is prison ministry. I mean, he's done that forever in Grafton, right? I mean, he literally goes into the prisons, sits down, and helps in a community where there wouldn't be a lot of prison ministry, you know? Just one little thing like that, that, you know, it's not an ad, doesn't tell anybody about it, but he does it. So, and plus that story is great. I love his story. I mean, starting with, hobbling together with a couple of brothers, enough equipment, some used equipment to start, farming on a wing and a prayer. There's a lot of people that can mirror that story, and that builds a lot of character. There's no doubt about it. Jeff, thanks for the call. Well said. Appreciate that very much. Let's see here. Does Mr. Campbell agree with Ted Cruz, Mike Lee, Tom Cotton, and Rand Paul on their view of government? Says a question that just came in. We'll save a few of these for the next time he's on. I think a version of that question was asked to say, are you with the Rhino wing or are you with the other wing? I thought he answered it pretty well. Don't forget about Heidi Heitkamp's vote on Planned Parenthood, says another. Yep, that's a very good point. Jamie says, is Tom going to campaign aggressively for the win or fight with gloves on like most Republicans? Interesting thing. All right, more coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our grassy dealer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
Or online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
We're with Vince from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, to talk about the Splash family of pools. There's no better place in summer to be than in a pool. And you can have one soon from Vince and the crew at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Why is this one the best?
Because, Scott, it's an above-ground pool that you can set up in less than a half hour. We call it a permanent pool. You set up temporarily, but you can leave it up year-round. This is a commercial-grade pool. Matter of fact, it's used commercially all over the world. Our customers come in. They might be looking for an in-ground pool, but when you find out how much that is compared to the Splash Super Pool and the things you can do with that, it becomes an easy decision. It's great summer fun, and you don't have to go away for vacation. You can stay in your own backyard.
Saves you money, too, from an in-ground, right?
A lot of money. Plus, like I said, it's an investment. You can take it with you, or you could even sell it, like if you want to move and get rid of it. Kids are gone to school, whatever. You can sell it.
Best of all, enjoy summer in it. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, too. Online at hotspringnd.com. Stop and see them.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Wednesday Wheels. Hey, by our friends at Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Two great stores, Bismarck, Valley City. Got a featured vehicle for you, the Valley City store. Some serious style on this one. It's a 2016 Buick Encore mini SUV. Guess how many miles? 5,900 miles. I kid you not. Heated leather seats, all-wheel drive, nifty River Rock metallic brown color, seats five. On sale for $26,995, but today, if you say, hey, Scott sent me another $1,000 off, $26,000 a day only, if you tell him you heard about it from yours truly. Hop online, check it out, PucklichValleyCity.com. Big selection of mint condition, one-owner vehicles. You save a ton.
Most of the time, they know who owned it, who bought it new. They know the story behind the vehicle. 2016 Buick Encore today, $26,000. You tell them you heard about it here. Pucklich, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, where they say, you drive, we'll ride with you. 721 West Main Avenue in Valley City, or online at Pucklich.com and PucklichValleyCity.com. North Dakota's home for Chevy. So Donald Trump gives a press conference yesterday to talk about infrastructure. The media, of course, doesn't want to talk about infrastructure. They want to relitigate the weekend and what he said when he said it. Nobody actually reads what he said, because the one thing we need more than anything to melt these frozen hearts, the one thing to combat hate, is to say we need more love. So Donald Trump said, wasn't good enough. He needs to specifically mention neo-Nazi this and fascist that and white supremacist this. Otherwise, he's one of them. That's the new standard in the media now. Which is insane, folks. It's part of the assault on common sense. What I love about you and where we live is that this is an 80-20 deal. People understand that. They get that. They don't play the game of, you're a Republican, you're racist then. That's a Washington parlor game. And the bedwetters who can't run to a microphone fast enough to say, well, I wish he'd have said this, and I wish he'd have done that, and oh, how about that? Because they're worried about their political fortunes. They're not about to expend one scintilla of their political capital on behalf of the president. Therefore, they're just as bad as Heidi Heitkamp and every other liberal Democrat trying to entrench Obamacare and our health care future, to give billions of dollars of cash to assault the Marines who have done so much good over the decades, as that previous caller talked about, with that awful Iran deal. Planned Parenthood, you know, the methane deal, you take your pick of the assaults. They're just as bad. And Marco Rubio's the latest. Oh, puts out all these tweets. Oh, he's bad. He's a bedwetter. How are they any better? But the beauty, again, is we're not buying it. That's what has to give you a little bit of hope here. That try as they might, we see through it. Prime example, this call. Listen.
Myron here. Marco Rubio needs to think about what he says if we're going to put value on who was the most wrong here. There's something wrong in this country. We're taking down history, and that's okay. Black Lives Matter people aren't goody-two-shoes people. They are mean, violent people. So same with the supremacist, a white supremacist. They're both evil. I think the president did a wonderful job.
See, that's North Dakota common sense, seeing through it, saying, wait a minute. You know, the hate that is there both ways, your hate's worse than that hate? You think that hate's worse than that hate? It's crazy. Makes no sense. Beautiful. Another call came in during the break. Roll that, Todd.
Morning, Scott. You say that the Iran deal bypassed Congress. Congress didn't vote on that. Okay, Scott, that means that the government of the people and by the people and for the people has perished from the earth. Thank you.
I appreciate the call. I think I was inartfully trying to say the back channel of that whole deal was, you know, sort of Congress did vote on it. The negotiations were bypassed. That was John Kerry and the president. So this was Heidi Heitkamp giving the keys to Barack Obama and John Kerry. And it's a horrible vote and a horrible idea. They did have an actual vote there. So if I didn't make that clear, I apologize. However, there have been plenty of examples where, you know, I mean, we have clean power plan. We have all kinds of environmental regulations of the Paris Accord, you know, that we signed on to. That wasn't done by members of Congress. So there's plenty of examples of what you speak of, for sure. We're going to ask Congressman Kevin Cramer about all of this, and your calls, questions, and comments for him are welcome. He is at the Grand Forks Air Force Base today, where there is a gathering of Senator Hoeven, Congressman Cramer. I'm not sure if Senator Heitkamp's there or not, but I know the NORTHCOM commander is there. And so, obviously, leader of the North American Aerospace Defense Command and commander of the U.S. Northern Command comes to town. And by golly, sit down and talk a little turkey. So they're doing that today. But we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.